Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points, just for arbitrary reasons. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Peter, we have a big three-way tie for first place. Each of our panelists has 3 correct answers.
All right, then.
Wouldn't that also be a three-way tie for last place?
Well, be pessimist. I don't
know how you look at it.
So we have chosen randomly who's going to go first. Roxanne, it's you. The clock will start, but begin your first question. Roxanne, fill in the blank. On Tuesday, President Obama used 22 commemorative pens to sign the blank reform bill into law.
Healthcare reform.
Right? Although the dispute over Israeli settlements had not been resolved, blank ended his visit to Washington on Thursday.
Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Right. Officials in California announced that the November ballot will include a measure to legalize blank.
Marijuana.
Right. Discovery Communication Channel, TLC, announced plans this week for a reality show featuring blank and her family.
Sarah Palin.
Right. A British man tired of tailgaters has rigged his moped with a blank.
A cannon that shoots flames.
Exactly right. Facing the rear, of course. More women came forward this week claiming to have had affairs with Jesse James, the estranged husband of actress blank.
Sandra Bullock.
Right. At a communications industry event on Tuesday, blank unveiled the first 4G phone.
Apple.
No, Sprint. A Chicago woman has sued a movie theater saying she was injured when she tried to blank during a film.
She was making a phone call and an armrest fell on
That's
her.
That's exactly right. The woman bent over to, quote, discreetly answer her cell phone when the armrest of her seat suddenly flipped down, smacking her in the head. She is suing the movie theater for her injury, but the armrest refused to apologize. It said, quote, find a jury that will convict me. Carl, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
Roxanne had a great round, Peter. 7 correct answers, 14 more points. She now has 17 points, and Roxanne has the lead.
Keegan, you're up next. Please fill in the blank. This week, Defense Secretary Robert Gates issued new guidelines relaxing enforcement of the military's blank policy.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Right. The Obama administration agreed on a new strategic arms reduction treaty with blank this week.
Pakistan.
No, with Russia. In the wake of recent priest abuse scandals, critics attacked the blank for failing to act.
Pope.
Right. An Illinois woman told police that she was held hostage in her home by a blank for several hours.
A bear.
No, a goose. That had romantic feelings toward the concrete goose statue on her porch. Best known for his role in the groundbreaking television series I Spy, blank died this week at age 79.
Robert Cole.
Right. Scientists believe that a 40,000-year-old bone found in Siberia belongs to a previously unknown species of blank.
Humanoid.
Yes, human, yes. A California couple who allegedly sold tens of thousands of dollars in stolen toys on eBay were identified and arrested after they blanked.
They went to the store to sell the toys in front of the store.
They were arrested, and they have since been sentenced after they went on the Dr. Phil show to brag about how much money they made selling stolen toys on eBay.
Wow.
Matthew Eaton and his wife Laura were not shy about describing their criminal activities in detail to Dr. Phil and his national television audience. After their arrest, the Eatons explained that they realized the segment would be televised, but since they were on the Dr. Phil show, they honestly did not expect anyone to see it.
Of course.
Carl, how did Keegan-Michael Key do on our quiz?
Keegan had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 11 points, but Roxanne still has the lead with 17.
There you are. All right. So Tom will have to do well to take it away from her, right?
Well, Tom will need 7 to tie, 8 to win outright.
Here we go, Tom. This is for the game. In a new audio tape, Osama bin Laden threatened American lives if the mastermind of the blank attacks is executed.
9/11.
Right. A new online tracking tool allows people to see how quickly folks in their communities have returned their 2010 blank forms.
The census form.
Right. After money problems and charges of corruption, the community organizing group blank is closing its doors after 40 years.
Acorn.
Right. After battles over censorship, Google rerouted traffic from its search engine in blank to Hong Kong.
China.
Right. Defense engineers at Lund Technologies have come up with a variable velocity assault rifle, which is a switch from its previous more well-known product, blank.
The velocity.
No. The Tickle Me Elmo doll. After an accident in New Jersey, former pitcher blank was arrested again for driving under the influence of drugs.
Oh, gosh, I just read that story. I don't know, I forget.
Dwight Gooden. Bankers in Connecticut were able to get police there in time to foil a robbery when the criminals blanked.
Oh, they phoned in advance.
Yes, they did. They called ahead to request the money before they arrived. It's always thoughtful to plan ahead, so when two thieves planned to rob the People's United Bank in Connecticut. They called ahead so the bank would have the money handy, save on waiting time. The bank was happy to oblige, and as a thank you, threw in a few police officers at no extra charge.
When those guys get out, they should plan a caper with the eBay couple.
That's true.
That should go swimmingly.
So. Carl, did Tom do well enough to win?
Well, Tom needed at least 7 correct answers to tie. He had just 5. So with 17 points, Roxanne Roberts is this week's champion.
Well done. Congratulations, Roxanne.